Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. besthealthgallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Alec, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from Scottsdale, Arizona, you're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Well, folks, it's been another incredible week here at Aurora Tech. We're getting ready to roll out our product line. Yes, we will be featuring products here on our website. So you can go to Aurora Tech and the products section here. And probably right around the first of the year is when we plan to have our website activated with real products. Yes, real free energy technology. And that's what we're going to be rolling out here at Aurora Tech. We're going to be introducing an exciting line of free energy products, the Fast Grow, the bioenergy disc products. And that, of course, would be available for growers looking to rapidly grow their plant products. And it's going to be available in a variety of power levels, ranging from small pots up to 3 gallon, 5 gallon, and 10 gallon pots. Those are going to be at the different power levels available for your growing technology. Yes, you will have free energy available for your growing products, your product line. So that's what we're going to roll out first here at Aurora Tech. So yes, you're going to want to check our product page in very early January here is when we're going to have that up and running. And that's going to be followed by our bioenergy pads. And these, of course, are pads you can use on your office chair, on your back seat of your car seats, automobile car seats. It's fantastic. You know, if you're taking a long drive, and I used it myself here traveling from back in July is when I traveled from Albuquerque back to Phoenix here. And it's about a six to seven hour drive. And about seven, well, Aurora says about 8 hours, 8 hours, an 8 hour trip. And yes, that can be exhausting when you're trying to hurry back to Phoenix. And using that bioenergy pad, let me tell you, you know, it kept me alert. And of course, that can be an exhausting drive. So if you're driving cross country, I highly recommend our bioenergy pads. Of course, powered by free energy, which means you don't have to plug it in. There's no batteries, no electricity. It just works. And it works all the time. It's fantastic. I love it. Personally, I just love our technology. It is incredible. So that's the bioenergy pad. You'll be able to order those in just a few weeks here, folks. And that, of course, is going to be on our website. We're going to have that available, I believe, at two different power levels. So we have regular power level and then the higher power level. And that's mainly for people with aching back problems. And of course, this technology, I mean, the breakthrough is, of course, is that it's energetic. I mean, you feel the bioenergy from these pads, especially on these long trips. And if you're sitting hour after hour in your office chair, and I know how that can be. You know, just speaking from personal experience, you know, sitting hour and hour, you know, in an office chair can be just fatigue, you know, sets in. And let me tell you, these bioenergy pads, you're going to find that to be quite energetic. And it's perfectly safe. It's powered by free energy. And again, there's no batteries, no electricity. Device is always on. You can use it whenever you wish. You know, and especially during a long, tedious day, either behind the driving wheel or sitting in your office at a terminal, typing away there. And I know how that can be. And you will find this bioenergy pad that we're going to be coming out with absolutely incredible. It'll be invigorating. And again, it'll be in two different power levels, regular power and higher power for the people with backache problems. And I know there's many of you out there that have tired, sore, aching backs. And of course, as we get older, that pain doesn't go away. And who wants to use pharmaceuticals? I mean, be honest about it, folks. If you can stay away from pharmaceuticals, this is the product to use, because there's no drugs, no chemicals, no pharmaceuticals, no electricity. It's powered by free energy technology, which is our breakthrough tech here at Aurora Tech. And that's what we're going to be introducing first. We call it our MVP, which is our minimum viable product. And that's what we can get out right away here. And of course, this is going to be followed again by our free energy over Unity technology that I plan to roll out here very, very soon. And of course, that can power up scooters, battery chargers, actually replace battery charging technology with our over Unity technology, which is based on the same principle that our free energy pads and our fast grow bioenergy technology is all based on. It's all based on this free energy technology, which is, I think, the most incredible breakthrough on planet Earth. I mean, you're just not going to find this anywhere else but here at Aurora Tech. And we're going to be rolling out all this fabulous technology, and we're just weeks away from it here. And yes, we are starting to produce product. We're getting our factory here set up, and we're going to be cranking out this product and expecting many, many orders out there. And Rora and I are very, very excited about this technology. And yes, it's going to manifest here just a few weeks away. Products will be available for ordering on our website. Aurora's been talking about, what is that, a 50% discount on a trial basis to kickstart our incredible power product line of these free energy products. So, yeah, I'm pumped, to say the least. And we're finally getting this technology out. It's been in the works for a while here. And very, very excited that it's actually going to manifest, and we're going to be kicking out this product here. We're building our little factory here, and that's going to be manufacturing the Fast Grow Bio Energy Disc technology and the Vortex Bioenergy, the Vitality Pads, and which will be available for purchase. And for more information, you can give Aurora Light a call. I know we've been getting a number of calls from people who want to distribute our product from around the world here. And again, we're very excited about that. They can be coming by for a visit and checking out our technology, what we're going to be introducing. And yes, we have been getting a lot of interest from around the world here. So again, be sure to check our website here next couple of weeks, and for these exciting products that we're going to be coming out here. And of course, it's all in the pipeline here that we do plan to roll out our free energy over unity technology. That will be a circuit board with our special transformer technology, and it's going to be complete systems. We have a number of orders that we plan to fulfill very shortly here, and we're going to be cranking out that product. And that, of course, will be on the website. We call that the Go Power Up series of products, our Over Unity technology. And we do plan to roll that out here very, very shortly here. So we're very excited about this. The power levels, we're looking at 50, 100, and 250 watt units. And we do plan to post on the website. So, yes, Aurora and I are very, very excited about this.
And there is some investor opportunities.
Oh, Aurora is saying that there's some investor opportunities out there. If any of you are interested in investing in Aurora Tech, be sure to give Aurora a call. That phone number is 480-474-4388. The number is, of course, on our website. And just give Aurora Light a call for investment opportunities. And yes, we've been getting calls for sales representatives. We have an incredible rate for representation of our products. Also, distribution, those that want to set up distributorships, you may also contact Aurora, and we have pretty much all the basic paperwork in place for all that to set up representation and distributorships. So again, be sure to give Aurora Light a call at 480-474-4388. Just go to our contact page on our website, which is auroratech.us. That's A-U-R-O-R-A-T-E-K.us. Okay, folks. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more news and views. You're listening to Vortex Network News, and I'm your host this evening, Dr. Houdini, and we'll be right back after this short break. And we're back. You're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Roar's taking the night off. All right, well, let's get back into it here, folks. Well, guess what? There's an expo coming up here in March, and it's called AeroDef Manufacturing, and I am invited to speak at this conference that is coming up here. And of course, the date on that conference, check the date here.
Yeah, it's not an expo, it's a conference.
Okay, it is, what is the date on this thing? It is March 6th through the 9th. It's held in Fort Worth, Texas. So folks, if you're in the Texas area, be sure to stop by, visit our booth at AeroDef Manufacturing. And again, it's held at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. And that date again is March 6th through the 9th. And the day that I will be speaking is March 7th. The time is 3:15. You know, that's a good time, Aurora, 3:15 in the afternoon. I think that's a good speaking spot there.
Don't be too tired, Aurora.
Yes. So I'll be speaking about inertial gravitational mass modification for faster than light deep space applications. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Yes. Yes, that's right, Aurora. Faster than Aurora light. Faster than light deep space applications. And of course, I've been talking about this technology that we're developing here at Aurora Tech. Yes, it is our anti-gravity warp drive technology. And last month, I'm submitted to the Roddenberry Prize. You can look that one up. It's a $1 million prize, Aurora. $1 million. And, you know, they received a lot of entries, about 600 entries from around the world, competing for this amazing Gene Roddenberry Prize. I have a very good shot at it. And along the way here, I've also been submitting updates of our technology, keeping them informed there, the people at the RoddenberryPrize.org. It's the website is RoddenberryPrize.org. So you can look that one up on the internet, folks. It's a $1 million prize. And yes, I think I have a very good shot at it. And I just submitted an update of our warp drive technology and more specifically how the technology works. And included a verbal description here of this faster than light deep space application and, you know, how close it is to the to these vehicles that Gene Roddenberry came up with back in the mid 1960s. You know, Aurora knows the real story behind Star Trek and how Gene Roddenberry came up with all this is by no means an accident. It is no accident at all, folks, how Gene Roddenberry came up with the series Star Trek and the vehicle.
Reality.
Well, it is. It is based on reality and based on the past. Actually, what the extraterrestrial used to traverse the galaxy with is this amazing technology. And this is what I'm presenting is a solution, okay, to the warp drive problem. And, of course, back in the 1990s, right around the mid-1990s, this physicist by the name of Miguel Alcubierre came up with this concept called the Alcubierre warp drive. And That is what I'm basing this technology after. And, of course, you know, NASA's been kicking around this El Cubre warp drive, you know, since the since it was presented back in the mid-1990s. And back then, NASA sponsored some conferences called Breakthrough Propulsion Physics. And just when they started making a lot of progress, they stopped the program. They stopped that conference. Yeah. Someone gave them a call and kind of put that conference and kind of ended it very quickly, I thought. But that conference went on for a number of years. I attended, I believe it was back in the late 90s. 98, 99 is when I attended the Breakthrough Propulsion Physics Conference. A number of physicists were there, some high-powered people from NASA, Berkeley, Caltech, and given some excellent presentations. And El Cubre, I believe, was given some presentations there too. And this is what I'm picking up on, you know, the actual implementation of warp drive technology. And, of course, what El Cubre presented, what NASA's been kicking around for a number of years, is from a theoretical point of view. And, of course, they have no idea how to actually implement it. And that's what I am doing, is presenting a solution to the El Cubre warp drive. I call it the ABBA drive, which is an acronym for the Alec Bushman El Cubre warp drive engine technology. And I put together a little presentation here just for this Roddenberry Prize. A little update is what I did. I sent them an update today on that information on how to actually implement this warp drive. And believe it or not, it does closely resemble the Starship Enterprise. You know, what Gene Roddenberry originally presented back in the mid-60s. Gosh, mid-60s already. And, of course, Aurora says it was based on reality.
Based on the Federation.
Yeah, the actual Federation technology, extraterrestrial Federation technology. And it does, the technology does resemble those type of the craft, what Gene Roddenberry presented on the screen. And I presented that information today to the Roddenberry Prize, competing for the $1 million prize here. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, you never know, you know, with these prizes, because, you know, a lot of politics enters into the picture. You know, these are pretty much political type organizations as well. And they have an agenda, you know, what they're actually. And when I competed in my high school science fairs, of course, there was a lot of politics going on. I mean, I was right up there at the top, Aurora. You know, I won gold medals, and I also won what's called the Westinghouse Science Talent Search. That was back in 1974. I competed for that. Many high school seniors competed for that prize. And I made the top 500 cut on that Westinghouse Science Talent Search out of something like 5,000. I think there were over 5,000 entries. And I made the top 500 cut on that prize. And so so again, you know, the Roddenberry Prize could be a very political organization, but Nevertheless, I am presenting real solutions backed up with not only the science, but also demonstrating our technology. And that's what we do here at Aurora Tech, is that we are doing the real deal here with this free energy technology, which also impacts this free energy over Unity technology. It's all related over Unity devices and warp drive technology and anti-gravity. So that that all comes under this category of these free energy systems. So, nevertheless, I will be presenting at this AeroDef Manufacturing on March 7th. So it begins March 6th through the 9th, I believe. And again, it's going to be held in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you're in the Texas area at this time, in first week in March, stop by our booth, check us out. We'll be there. And I will be giving this talk on inertial gravitational mass modification for faster than light deep space applications. So
it's all on your website, right?
Well, it's not updated yet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I got to get that done. I got to get all this stuff up there on the website, which is what I'm working on here.
No wonder nobody knows what I'm talking about when I'm talking about it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was up a month ago.
No.
That's smart.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, in Fort Worth, Texas here. So be sure to stop by our booth at the Fort Worth Convention Center. So again, my presentation is on March 7th, and it begins at 3:15 in the afternoon. So yes, that's going to be a lot of fun there. And so I'll be talking about warp drive and anti-gravity technology at this conference, and I'm sure I'm going to have some very keen interest there. I think there's going to be a lot of heavyweights, too, at this conference. So people will see this presentation. And it's the only presentation that's like this at the whole conference. So, I think we're going to have a lot of heavyweights there listening to what I have to say. And so, yes, that's coming up here in March. Okay, what else is happening here besides introducing our product line, Aurora? Got to get that up on the website.
In your conference, for sure.
And, we have the conference in July that is coming up here, July 2017. That's going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I know I'm going to be speaking at Coffee Conference on Future Energy. That's Tom Vallone's conference here. And see what happens with Steve Ellswick's Extraordinary Technology Conference. I'm going to submit a paper to both abstracts here to both conferences. So we will see where that goes. That's going to be held in Albuquerque, New Mexico, end of July. Will be that time. And of course, we'll have a booth at this conference where we're actually going to be showing our products. We're going to have our products there. So if you're going to be attending these incredible conferences that are coming up for 2017, we will actually have product. We'll be showing our Fast Grow Bioenergy, our bioenergy pads, over Unity technology. We're going to be all rolling this out at these upcoming conferences. So we'll have product at these expos that are coming up. Okay, well, let's take a short break and we'll be right back. We're going to get into some stories here at Vortex Network News. And so we'll be right back. So hang in there. And we're back. You're listening to Vortex Network News. I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. Okay, well, we have a rather interesting story here, and it gets into what's called the aging process may be reversible, scientists claim. And this story here was published in TheGuardian.com. The story starts with, wrinkles, gray hair, and niggling arches are normally regarded as an inevitable part of growing older, but now scientists claim that the aging process may be reversible. Scientists to reset blood proteins in an attempt to slow the aging process. The team showed that a new form of gene therapy produced a remarkable rejuvenating effect in mice. After 6 weeks of treatment, the animals looked younger, had straighter spines, and better cardiovascular health, healed quicker when injured, and lived 30% longer. Juan Carlos, who led the work at the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, said our study shows that aging may not have to proceed in one single direction. With careful modulation, aging might be reversed. The genetic techniques used do not lend themselves to immediate use in humans, and the team predict that clinical applications are a decade away. However, the discovery raises the prospect of a new approach to healthcare in which aging itself is treated rather than the various diseases associated with it. The findings also challenged the notion that aging is simply the result of physical wear and tear over the years. Instead, they add to a growing body of evidence that aging is partially, perhaps mostly, driven by an internal genetic clock that actively causes our body to enter a state of decline. Scientists are not claiming that aging can be eliminated, but say that in the foreseeable future, treatments designed to slow the ticking of this internal clock could increase life expectancy. We believe that this approach will not lead to immortality. There are probably still limits that we face in terms of complete reversal of aging. Our focus is not only extension of lifespan, but most importantly, health span. Wolf Rieck, a professor of epigenetics at the Barbara Institute in Cambridge, who was not involved in the work, described the findings as pretty amazing and agreed that the idea of life-extending therapies was plausible. This is not science fiction, he said. The rejuvenating treatment given to the mice was based on a technique that has previously been used to rewind adult cells, such as skin cells, back in powerful stem cells, very similar to those seen in embryos. The so-called induced pluripotent stem cells have the ability to multiply and turn into any cell type in the body and are already being tested in trials designed to provide spare parts for patients. The latest study is the first to show that the same technique can be used to partially rewind the clock on cells, enough to make them younger but without the cells losing their specialized function. Obviously, there's a logic to it. The iPS cells, you reset the aging clock and go back to zero. Going back to zero to an embryonic state is probably not what you want, so you ask. Where do you want to go back to? The treatment involved intermittently switching on the same four genes that are used to turn skin cells into iPS cells. the mice were genetically engineered in such a way that the four genes could be artificially switched on when the mice were exposed to a chemical in their drinking water. The scientists tested the treatment in mice with the genetic disorder called progeria, which is linked to accelerated aging, DNA damage, organ dysfunction, and dramatically shortened lifespan. After 6 weeks of treatment, the mice looked visibly younger, skin and muscle tone improved, and they lived 30% longer. When the same genes were targeted in cells, DNA damage was reduced, and the function of the cellular batteries called mitochondria improved. This is the first time that someone has shown that reprogramming in an animal can provide a beneficial effect in terms of health and extend their lifespan. Crucially, the mice did not have an increased cancer risk, suggesting that the treatment and successfully rewound cells without turning them all the way back into stem cells, which can proliferate uncontrollably in the body. The potential for carcinogenic side effects means that the first people to benefit are likely to be those with serious genetic conditions, such as progeria, where there is more likely to be a medical justification for experimental treatments. Obviously, the tumor risk is lurking in the background. The approach used in mice could not readily be applied to humans, as it would require embryos to be genetically manipulated, but the Salk team believed the same genes could be targeted with drugs. Well, there they go with their pharmaceuticals again. These chemicals could be administered in creams or injections to rejuvenate skin, muscle, or bones. We think these chemical approaches might be in human clinical trials in the next 10 years. The findings are published in journal Cell. So, rejuvenating the body. Well, you know, Aurora, that's what we're into here at Aurora Tech. And of course, we have our biotech energy pad, which I think is going to be a huge breakthrough in the medical community here, which will accelerate the healing process. And of course, this is coupled in with energy, you know, that you feel more energetic with our technology. And perhaps that coupled with this therapy here would be rather a very, very interesting future, which is in the pipeline here. So we're going to be making our bioenergy pad here available in the first quarter of 2017. So I'll make an announcement here when all that information is up on our website. Okay, well, here's another interesting report. A controversial new gravity hypothesis has passed its first test. The story here was published in ScienceAlert.com. And it says here, folks, that a controversial new hypothesis that suggests our understanding of gravity is wrong has just passed an important first test. First proposed back in 2010, the new hypothesis states that gravity might behave and arise very differently than Einstein predicted. And an independent study of more than 30,000 galaxies has now found the first evidence to back this up. The hypothesis is referred to as Verlinde's hypothesis of gravity, after theoretical physicists who came up with it, Eric Verlinde from the University of Amsterdam. If it can stand up to further testing, it could completely overhaul over a century of physics. Well, that's what our technology is going to do. Physics is in need of a major overhaul, folks. I can assure you of that. And so the report here continues with including getting rid of dark matter altogether. Well, you know, my theory of dark matter in these galaxies, and I was emailing an associate of mine going over this hypothesis that dark matter could very well be due to the weight of light. Yes, the weight of light. And the theory behind that, because they don't factor how many stars are in a galaxy and its light that you can see emitted from these stars. But what about the light that is traveling between the stars? Has that been factored into their equation? Could that be the dark matter that is missing? And personally, I think it is. So the story goes on here that says that it could even be part of a puzzle that takes us one step closer to one of the modern physics holy grails, a much longed for theory of everything. Well, let me tell you about the theory of everything. There's no way in modern physics that you can get to a theory of everything. It just can't be done. So it's one of their pipe dreams in modern physics here. Now, you can do it with our theory, with the Dirac sea of negative energy, Dirac hyperspace, that we actually exist in a seven-dimensional universe, then yes, you can arrive at a theory of everything, but you have to revamp the entire physics and chemistry model that's been in place since the 1930s. It really has to be overhauled. Okay, so getting back to the story, the problem with current understanding of gravity, even though it's widely accepted by the physics community, is that it doesn't quite account for everything we see in the universe. Well, that's absolutely true. Most glaringly, researchers have shown that there's more gravity in our universe, especially in our galaxies, that can be produced by all the visible matter out there. So my theory is that it's the light between galaxies that has not been factored into the equation, and that is dark matter. Okay, folks, that's the end of this week's show. We're only doing an hour tonight, so I want to thank you for joining us here at Vortex Network News. We'll be back next week, so be sure to tune in. Have a great Merry Christmas. Have a great week, and Merry Christmas, folks.